Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Canto 1, Chapter 14, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. Today's verses are 35 and 36. We'll chant the first verse together, and then the second verse I'll read myself, and then we'll do the word for word in the translation of the purport.
Mangalaya cha lokanam. Shemaya cha bhavaya cha. Asteya dukkhalam bodhav. Ajonanta sakak pumam. Mangalaya cha lokanam. Jemaya cha bhavaya cha. Asteya dukkhalam bodhav. Ajonanta sakapuman. Mangalaya chalokanam. Jemaya cha bhavaya cha. Asteya dukkhalam bodhav. Ajonanta sakapuman. Mangalaya chalokanam. Semaya cha bhavaya cha. Asteya dukkhalam bodhav. Ajonanta sakapuman.
Someone else, please. Oh, I can just leave it like that. Thanks for setting it up.
Mangalaya chalokanam. Chaimaya chalvaya cha. Asiya lamoda. Mangalaya chalokanam. Chaimaya cha bhavaya cha. Asteya dukkhalam bodhav. Ajonanta sakapunam.
Mangalaya chalokanam.
Mangalaya chalokanam.
Chaimaya cha
bhavaya cha. Asteya dukkhalam bodhav. Ajonanta sakapunam.
Mangalaya
chalokanam. Shemaya cha bhavaya cha. Asteya dukkhalam bodhav. Ajonanta sakapuman.
Ladies.
Mangalaya chalokanam. Shemaya bhavaya cha. Asteya dukkhalam bodhav. Ajunanta Sakapuman. Yad Bahun Danda Guptayam Svapuryam Yadavara Chitaha Kridanti Paramanandam Mahapurushika Iva. Okay, word for word. Mangalaya.
Mangalaya.
For all good.
For all good.
Cha. Also. Lokanam. Of all the planets. Jemaya. For protection. Cha. And. Bhavaya. For elevation. Cha. Also. Aste is there. Yarukula Ambodo. In the ocean of the Yadu dynasty. Adya, the original. Anandasaka, in the company of Ananta Balaram. Puman, the supreme enjoyer. Yat, whose? Bahudanda Guptayam, being protected by his arms. Svapuryam, in his own city. Yadava, the members of the Yadu family. Archita, as they deserve. Kridanti, are relishing. Parama Anandam, transcendental pleasure. Mahapurushika, the residents of the spiritual sky. Eva, like. Translation. The original personality of Godhead, the enjoyer, and Balaram, the primeval lord, Ananta, are staying in the ocean of the Yadu dynasty for the welfare, protection, and general progress of the entire universe. And the members of the Yadu dynasty, being protected by the arms of the Lord, are enjoying life like the residents of the spiritual sky. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As we have discussed many times, the personality of Godhead, Vishnu, resides within each and every universe in two capacities, namely as the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and as the Shiradakshaya Vishnu. The Shiradakshaya Vishnu has his own planet on the northern top of the universe. And there is a great ocean of milk where the Lord resides on the bed of the Ananta incarnation of Baladev. Thus Maharaj Yudhisthira has compared the Yadu dynasty to the ocean of milk and Sri Balaram to the Ananta where Lord Krishna resides. He has compared the citizens of Dwarka to be the liberated inhabitants of the Vaikuntha Lokas. Beyond the material sky, further than we can see with our eyes, our eyes, and beyond the sevenfold coverings of the universe, there is the causal ocean in which all the universes are floating like footballs. And beyond the causal ocean, there is an unlimited span of effulgence. There are innumerable spiritual planets. Okay, excuse me. Yeah, I skipped a line. I'll go back to the beginning of that sentence. Beyond the material sky, further than we can see with our eyes and beyond the sevenfold coverings of the universe, there is the causal ocean in which all the universes are floating like footballs. And beyond the causal ocean, there is an unlimited span of spiritual sky, generally known as the effulgence of Brahman. Within this effulgence, there are innumerable spiritual planets, and they are known as the Vaikuntha planets. Each and every Vaikuntha planet is many, many times bigger than the biggest universe within the material world. And in each one of them, there are innumerable inhabitants who look exactly like Lord Vishnu. These inhabitants are known as the Mahapurushikas. And those planets, Mahapurushikas, or persons directly engaged in the service of the Lord. They are happy in those planets and are without any kind of misery, and they live perpetually in full youthfulness, enjoying life in full bliss and knowledge without fear of birth, death, old age, or disease, or without the influence of Kala, eternal time. Maharaj Yudhisthira has compared the inhabitants of Dwarka to the Mahapurushikas of Vaikuntha Loka because they are so happy with the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are many references to the Vaikuntha Lokas, and they are mentioned there as Madama, or kingdom, the kingdom of the Lord. Om Gyanatamanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Omilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Srila Prabhupada is writing in this purport about a vision that we don't have, a vision that we can't see, places that we cannot see. It's beyond our blunt material senses, beyond our eyes and what our eyes can see. At night, for example, or even during the day, let's say, and we're looking up at the sky, there are so many planets, there's so many universes, but we can't see them. Our eyes can't see them during the day. What to speak of at night, we can't see them. This universe that Krishna has created, the material universe that Krishna has created, is actually one quarter of the creation. And three quarters of the creation that Krishna has created is the spiritual creation. The spiritual creation where one can live forever. We're all eternal. This is a very basic 101 point of our philosophy, that we're eternal. And that life in the material world is temporary. But imagine how wonderful it is to be able to live according to our nature, to our original constitutional position of being in a place where there's no more fear. There's no fear of birth, death, old age, and disease. A place where we can live happily, where there is no influence of Kala. time and tide in this material world. It waits for no man. Look at pictures of ourselves 20, 30 years ago. We see the difference. We see the difference in the changing of bodies. The illusion is we look at ourselves and we still think we're youthful. We still think we're young. And in the spiritual realm, yes, we're all young. Krishna is Navayovana. Krishna is ever youthful. Devotees are ever youthful. The soul is ever youthful. But when we identify with the body, then there's fear. There's misery, there's unhappiness. Why? Because we're identifying with something that isn't us. Something that is gradually diminishing. It's interesting whenever, I don't know if you've experienced, I've experienced this, someone that hasn't seen me for 40 years, let's say. And they say, wow, you still look the same. Or I see someone that I haven't seen for a long time. It's an illusion to think that they still look the same. I have pictures of myself I saw recently when I was a new devotee. And I hardly recognize that person. Or I saw pictures of myself, high school graduation. Looks like a little kid. So here we are now, years and years later. And I'm feeling it. We're all feeling it. We're feeling it in our hands. Feeling it in our necks. We're feeling it in our knees. And for those of you that are young and you haven't experienced it yet, you will. And Srila Prabhupada, even in that moment when he was in Vrindavan, and he said, don't think that this won't happen to you. So, you know, we speak about this regularly, and we have to keep reminding ourselves. We have to keep reminding each other to not, that we don't want the illusion that we're going to remain here forever, that we're going to remain in this particular body forever. We have a golden opportunity. We are in the best association. We have the best place to live. We have the best foodstuffs. How about that prasadam yesterday? Incredible. And when I looked at it, and I saw it on the plate, and I saw how everything looked, and all the different colors, I was thinking how our cook, or our cooks, they're artists. What to speak of the taste, everything, the way everything tasted. So this is the potency of Krishna. This is the potency of their lordships. Empowering devotees to do what perhaps they never thought they could do before. Krishna carries what we lack and preserves what we have. So again, let's think about, go back to thinking about this purport. And the Vaikuntha planets, those planets that are far beyond our vision. Srila Prabhupada is writing writing about those places. And we have to have faith that what Srila Prabhupada is saying is real. Just like I have never met, I don't think I ever met my material great-grandfather. Actually, one of them I did. So let's say great-great-grandfather. That is a generation that I never met. And that family. But how do I know they exist? I see pictures of them. Whatever little pictures you can see, because photography wasn't what it is today. You know, over 100 years ago. But because I have faith in what my parents said, I have faith in what my grandfather or grandmother had said about their parents. So we have that faith in what Srila Prabhupada said in the same way. And we have faith in what Srila Prabhupada says because if we follow those instructions, then we get the realization, we feel it. Srila Prabhupada says, you chant 16 rounds, you follow the four regulative principles, you do devotional service, you'll be happy. And we're experiencing that. Why do we do what we do every single day? Well, let's go back. Why do we come to Krishna consciousness? So everyone in their own mind, they have their own reasons. Was it for wealth? Was it from relief from misery because they weren't happy? Was it because they were seeking knowledge, as Bhagavad Gita says? So we all have our own reasons, but we're here. And we do this day in and day out. Is there anybody sitting in this room right now, or is there anybody listening on the internet, whether they be at home or driving in their car, that they're not happy when they execute this process of Krishna consciousness, the process of sadhana bhakti, bhakti yoga? There's a taste. And we do it in association of devotees. We see other devotees chanting, focused on their japa. I was sitting in here this morning chanting and I was noticing devotees, they're focused and they're chanting and they're hearing the mantra and they're staying in one place for say the hour and a half of japa period. There's a taste there. And maybe when we start out in the morning, the taste is not there as much. But then as we're progressing through japa, all of a sudden, we start to get that taste. Could you imagine? And it's so little compared to what we can really experience. But imagine a really nice kirtan, like today's Guru Puja. So ecstatic. The taste we get for chanting and dancing with each other. Calling out Krishna's name. So by doing all this, eventually, we will end up going back to the place where we all belong, where we all came from. Of course, where we are right here and what we're doing right here, right now, is where we belong. That's why it feels so good, because we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. morning program, some devotional service, association with devotees, taking prasadam. The tongue is the most voracious and difficult to control. It all starts with that. A tongue. So voracious, so difficult to control. But Krishna is so kind. He gives us prasadam. Gives us the... Srila Prabhupada has given us the Hare Krishna mantra to help us control that tongue. And little by little by little, step by step, we get more and more and more of a taste. And our vision changes. So if we keep up with this, we start to see things that we never saw before. Even things in people. We start looking at devotees in a non-envious way. And it's wonderful. It's such a good feeling. It's not that I'm personally completely, you know, or even a little bit, like a little bit I feel my vision has changed towards seeing people and looking at them non-enviously. We want the success for everyone around us. And Prabhupada has come to the West, and he's given us Krishna consciousness. And it started with just a few books, but who could understand how potent, how powerful these books are? These books are our guide. Bhrigupati Prabhu had something this morning that Srila Prabhupada had written. And it caught my attention that these books, Srila Prabhupada says, these books are our guide. Just like you go somewhere, here in Los Angeles, there's plenty of places to go and tour. So they have tour guides. And the tour guides tell you about all these different places. Even how to get, some of these may tell you how to get to the next place. So there's tour guides. So essentially, these books, this is our tour guide right here. These books help us, and they give us the guidance and the direction to get to Vaikuntha, to get to the spiritual world. Can you imagine? A place that's full of youthfulness. Enjoying life in full bliss and knowledge without fear of birth, death, old age, or disease, or without the influence of Kala. So the more that we're attached, the more that we hold on to what Srila Prabhupada has given us, the more that we hold on to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, to that extent, all success is going to be there. I know myself, as I'm getting older, that I think about leaving the body. I think about death. I think about it's time to be, let's get more serious. When I was much younger, when our bodies are much younger, we just think about playing and enjoying. And I told one person once that when I joined the temple and then I hadn't seen him for a little while and then I bumped into him, he was like, come on, you're young, you're a young guy. Come on, come and enjoy, have fun. But eventually the vision starts to fade, the body starts to fade, the knees start to hurt, the back starts to hurt, the hands start to hurt. But we want to get to that place where we can be happy. Full bliss. Where there's no misery. And Krishna keeps that in front of us so we don't forget. And if we forget, Krishna will remind us. We see things happening around us. So Krishna will remind us. This is not a place for you. This is not a place of enjoyment. And this is a life of austerity. I saw a letter Srila Prabhupada wrote. This was in 1969. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter. And we know that there's more devotees than non-devotees because the material creation is smaller than the spiritual creation. So there's more devotees. However, here in this world, this movement is still young. Here on this planet, and let's say here in the West. And so this life of austerity and celibacy, it's challenging for people to take up chanting Hare Krishna, 16 rounds, attending the morning program, following the regular principles, doing austerity. It's a challenge. And we see people come and we see that people leave. But we have to keep doing what we know is right and what Srila Prabhupada wants us to do and what everybody else here is doing is to somehow or another spread Krishna consciousness. We give others what we know. And if nothing else, some type of prasadam. Or give them a book. Something. And we can see, looking around the planet, we see more and more Krishna consciousness spreading. So, we want to change our vision. And we want to, again, be able to go to that place where there's no more birth, no more death, no more disease, and no more old age. These things are very, very painful. But the illusion is, it's not so bad. There's medicines to help with the pain and but in some of my conversations that I've had different times with seniors, people that are in their 80s, 90s, even my stepfather, I spoke to him once, he was 98 when he passed away. I asked him, "How are you?" And he says, "Old age is really, it really stinks. It's really troublesome." Then I was thinking, Krishna was telling me something that I'm going to be there soon too. So, we have a wonderful process. Let's remember that there's a place beyond this material world. Where there's blissful engagements happening all the time. We don't have to worry about this material mind giving us trouble. One very nice devotee this morning, I went over to him, I said, "Are you okay?" And he says, "Just my mind is just giving me such a hard time." Yeah, the mind fights. The mind's job is the sankalpa and vikalpa. Accept and reject. So, We stay focused on what Srila Prabhupada has given us, the mantra, association, ignore the mind, don't give it to its whims, and then to that degree we'll be happy. So I want to thank everybody for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class today here and on the internet. And I hope that everyone here has a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness and gets a taste of that bliss for which we're always anxious for. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
I didn't want to mention that.